Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. Thanks for being with us here on a nice chilly Saturday morning. Don and I talked with Clinton Central Coach Rosa already this morning, Coach Byers of Frankfort. On the phone right now, we have Coach Bessner, the Carroll Cougars, who were in a matchup last night with Sheridan Blackhawks for the conference championship for the Hoosier Heartland. Carroll was on the bottom side of that score last night, but I tried to watch a little bit on the Hoosierland TV game of the week, and it was very, very competitive. Coach, came down to the final play, the way I understand it, right?
Yep. Came down to goal line stand for them, and we tried a field goal. Or it was about six, and he just nailed it. But he hit it a little high, and the wind just took it, and it died about a foot in front of the goalpost. So about as exciting as you could get on a Friday night.
I think everybody in this side of Indiana was watching it or was paying close attention to it, Coach.
Yep. No, and that's, you know, they got, that's what I told them, they got their money's worth last night. Everybody came and watched. It was just a great, great football game. It's what, you know, Indiana high school football is about. Two 1A programs that are, you know, playing well, and, you know, neither team's been stopped pretty much all year, and, you know, whoever defensively could come up with some stops and do some things was probably going to win. And, man, it was just – it was a battle. And those are fun games to coach. It's just a lot more fun when you're on the other end.
Yeah. Well, explain a little bit about extra points. Were you – the team just having difficulties with the extra points?
Yeah, we missed our first one, and then we went for two on the second one. So, you know, and then it just – yeah, just kind of – you're kind of chasing points, and – then they missed one. So it was just kind of a weird game. The kicking game was just, you know, in the after, you know, two-point conversion stuff, didn't go well for either team. So, but, yeah, so the numbers, the score looked a little weird, but, yeah, that's kind of how it went. So we missed our first PAT and then tried to chase that point.
That actually happened at West at Western last night. West Lafayette scores and goes for two, gets two. It's 8-0. And then – from that point, my question to you as a head coach, does that change your focus on the extra points? Or do you still say, nope, we're going to kick the field goal, we're going to just do the number thing, or does that force you to go for two also?
Yeah, that's a great question. We kind of have that game plan in place before the game. Hey, you know, if we feel like we're a better team, we'll kick it and go. You know what I mean? Or like, you know, we're, you know, or if we feel like we got to, you know, stay up with them, you know, let them, you know, we might not get back here for a while, you know, so if we think we can score points and we can move the ball, yeah, we're okay with kicking that PAT, but if we think, hey, you know, this is going to be tough to get back here, then, you know, our game plan thought process changed a little bit there. So against like a West Lafayette, obviously, over there, you have an opportunity to put points on the board, you want to try to do that.
If you have a young player out there listening onto our program this morning, and you want to see what high school football is all about and how to prepare yourself after watching Sheridan earlier this season and you guys last week, man, kids that prepare to play on Friday night on both sides of the football. I mean, I've experienced both teams this year, and both teams fly the football. They have size, and they have the will to win. And I think you can't always coach that, can you, Coach?
You can't. No, that's one thing I've told everybody that'll listen. Carroll's got great kids. They work hard. They, you know, we don't deal with complainers. We just don't deal with those kinds of kids. I mean, they come to work every single day. And we had a big injury first quarter, probably second series. Cohen Ayers goes out. You know, he's our starting wing, and he's our he's a safety for us. And you know, we put a sophomore in, and first play, we get our on the triple, we get mixed up of who's got who, and they score a touchdown. And we fixed the problem, and that sophomore played unbelievable the rest of the game. Unbelievable. And I think that's the preparation piece of it, that, you know, we got him some time in, and now he's a varsity kid, and he can go play. And that's the exciting part of it. Those kids have bought in, and they know. Another kid I talked about on Thursday, Tanner Turnpaul. I talked about him a little bit earlier in the year, but he's a kid that when Cody James went out, our kind of all-conference middle linebacker and offensive lineman, he tore his ACL in the Delphi game. And we were looking, you know, like, okay, who can fill those shoes? And no one can. You know, you just got to kind of piece that back together. But he played really well. And then we played Prairie, and we said, hey, we got to get Ellis on the field. He's got to play some defense. He's, you know, might be our best defensive player, not let alone what he does offensively. But we get it. So we get him on. I tell Tanner, hey, I don't know how much you're playing this week. I don't. I mean, we'll just have to see. You know, he's a senior. And, you know, after about two series, Ellis is carrying the ball. He's a little winded. I said, yeah, surplus, you're, you know, you're up. And I never took him back off the field because he played so well. So, yeah, the preparation and the willingness to not be about yourself is what we teach here.
Exactly.
I think that's the biggest thing that we want every kid to know. It doesn't matter. You don't your individual stats, your individual ideas of what you think you should be doing don't matter. It's a team sport, and we're going to do everything we can to be successful as a team.
I read an article this week. Harrison, they have 27 seniors. They had two or three seniors that never even seen the football field this week till last week. And they finally got their shot off after injuries. And they've been in the program ever since, like, third grade. And they finally got to see the field. And they shined. I mean, a lot of kids nowadays, if they're not getting in there their sophomore year, they're done and they quit. But, I mean, that's successful programs like that have kids like that.
And it's leadership. To me, it's all leadership. When your seniors demand that out of each other, I mean, it makes it pretty easy. When your seniors are quitting and saying, it's, you know, hey, this isn't working out for me, that's when you ever hear the word me a lot, that's a problem, and we're just blessed.
Hey, Coach, and he likes to listen to this program, so let's talk a little bit about Sheridan. I found that out, and I've known Bud for a long time, so he listens to Inside the Huddle every week. I think he got prone to do that when his son Kevin was at Frankfort years ago. But let's talk a little bit about Sheridan and their route to the state finals, possibly through the South. And I think they have a really good chance to play Indianapolis Lutheran in that semi-state game. Don't you believe, Coach?
Yeah, I told the guy from the comment, Clay from the comment last night, they're a semi-state team. And that's how exciting that is for us. Because, you know, we play them 10 times, we win 5 or 6. It's going to be a battle. I don't want to play them because after, you know, you should have seen the kids leaving the room. But Sheridan's the real deal.
Yeah, they'll beat you up, man. They're tough.
You watch them on film. And this is what I was really excited about. Last year, we didn't even try to run up the tackles. You know, we did all perimeter game last year because we knew we couldn't deal with them. This year, we ran up the middle. I mean, we physically dealt with them. I mean, we didn't beat them up, but, you know.
But getting in the weight room over a year's time prepared you to do that, too, as well, right, Coach?
Yes, we changed our philosophy of what we could do to them. And the kids, you could kind of see in the first quarter, like, wait, we can move the ball on these guys because no one else has inside the tackles. I mean, if you watch on film, it's ugly. I mean, they are just so physical up there.
Well, that's what I thought going into the Prairie-Sheridan game earlier this year. I thought Prairie could move the ball on them, and they just couldn't do it. And, I mean, that's just how fast of the football they fly. And I think Bud, you know, he doesn't always get a team to buy into his philosophy and his style and the 3 yards and a cloud of dust, but these kids are completely bought in, and it's classic Sheridan football.
Oh, it is. They are real. They're going to be a very tough out for somebody. You better be willing to bring it. And that's what I was excited about for our kids. They brought it, and they every play just did what they were supposed to do defensively. And I can't explain the atmosphere and just how our kids and Sheridan kids are great. I mean, I didn't hear a word from them. You know, obviously they're excited after the win, like we would have been. But, I mean, they're very respectful, shook hands. I mean, just a program that, you know, that they can have a lot of pride in. For sure.
And looking ahead for you guys, you know, going into next week, you've got a very, you know, winnable game. You guys are probably listed as a favorite in that sectional. West Central's had a very good year. Looks like it'll come down to you guys. If you can get through that sectional, last night prepares you for a team that you faced last year, that same mentality and focus of North Judson. So last night really, in my mind, prepares Carroll to move on in the future.
Yeah, well, they actually changed our region a little bit. We'll have Adam Central.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, that's right.
North. Yep. But, Adam Central, you know, it was kind of cool. We took a few kids down to the state games last year and we watched Adam Central. And I said, you know, this is the team you got to beat. This is the programs you got to beat to be where you want to be. And so it's, you know, that'd be a fun time to go, you know, go play a program like that. Just see again where you're at. See where you fall in the state. But yeah, we're just, you know, we told them last night, it's over. The regular season's over. We're 0-0. None of the rankings matter. Nothing matters because one bad game, you're done. So we're going to go out and, you know, try to just dominate, do everything we do every single week. Because you look ahead 1 week and it's over. So we're just excited to go. We're excited to get back on the football field. You know, after a tough loss like that, you want to get that out of your mind and just go play.
So you're on the road next week, right? I think you head up to North White.
yep.
They're not a bad football team. What are you expecting out of that?
No, their quarterback's really good. I think he was like 45-1 as a wrestler last year. I think he's got a pretty good shot making the state this year in wrestling. So he does a little bit of everything. He's the ultimate quarterback, I guess you would say. He throws it, runs it. I mean, it's in his hands 99% of the time. And if you can stop him, you're going to be okay. If you can't, it's going to be pretty rough. So, yeah, he's had a lot of success over the last couple of years. So he's only a junior, too. He's a really nice little player. So they'll have some – I mean, they don't have a ton of numbers. I think they only got – I think they saw the roster. They had 21 on the roster. So hurt with numbers a little bit. So hopefully we can, with the amount of kids we play, just kind of wear them out and get through that one.
Well, here's a question that you probably can't answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway, because
sure.
Carl and I, we're already thinking down the line into the sectional championship week because girls basketball starts pretty much that week also. And
yep.
There's a possibility that the girls basketball team has a ball game on a Friday night of the sectional championship, and I think it may be at home versus Northwestern. Will they up the girls' game to an earlier start, or will they postpone it so that they can?
I can answer that. They'll go early, and you won't be able to park at Carroll if it's at Carroll, because
yeah,
well, I did it last year.
Carl and I are talking
so
about
there.
Being there the whole day. We'll just broadcast the girls' basketball game, then follow up with Carroll in the championship of the sectional.
Well, that'd be awesome. I hope that comes true. And yeah, the girls' basketball team's awesome. So that'd be a great game, Northwestern and Carroll girls' basketball. So. Yeah, that'd be a fun thing for them probably too. Get all of our people out for that, and then head on over.
Hey, Coach, we'll got to get moving on here, but we'll talk to you next week.
Yep.
Fun times at Carroll for right now, that's for sure. Thanks for being on. Good luck to you as you guys move on.
You.
We'll be back right after this.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on. Asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
We all love the stories of the one-hit wonders. But did you know it's just not an 80s thing? That's right. One and Dunes have been recording music since Billboard started keeping track. Hi, I'm Dan Sweeney, host of One Hit Wonders, heard every Saturday here on WILO from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. I'll have the stories behind the songs and artists with a little trivia thrown in, too. Join me every Saturday morning at 10 for 2 hours of One Hit Wonders from your hometown classic hits, WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. We've got Coach Kurt Slicker on, the head football coach of the Clinton Prairie Gophers. They were at Eastern last night. Eastern won that ball game 47-24. Good morning, Coach. I know you got a JV football game going on this morning, but really appreciate you being on.
Well, hopefully you can hear me here. I'm running the clock here, and so trying to do two things at once.
So when we hear him yelling at the clock operator, we know who they're yelling at.
Well, I got that one right. They just called timeout.
All right.
Yeah. Are they serving pizza up there today, Coach?
They are not. It is rather chilly up here, fellas, in the press box. Of course, if I wore some gloves, that might help. But anyway, yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. You know, I thought our boys went on the road last night. And really, we got off to a good start. We were able to take the ball and really drive the field. Got it down to inside the 10, just weren't able to convert. You know, Eastern has a high-powered offense. There's no question. They have a couple of really good running backs, and their quarterback is a talented player. So, but, you know, overall, I thought our effort was good. We were able to, in the second half, you know, we cut it to one score. And, you know, we're just really, if you really watch the game, I watched the film, there's about five plays in that game, you know, that make the difference. And that typically is, you know, when you're in a competitive game, it comes down to about five plays.
Yeah, I agree with you, Coach. Of course, if people didn't know, I do the stats for the Gophers. And at halftime, I looked down at the defensive stats for Prairie, and there was, like, hardly any tackles. Well, Prairie had the ball the whole first half, and Eastern just scored on a couple big plays. You guys are down 26-8 at halftime. You come back out. You do an onside kick. Beautiful kick. I mean, one of the best ones I've seen in grass in a long time, and the Gophers get it. And you go right down and score on a nice play to Kai Jacobs from 8 yards out, and then you're right back in the ball game. And then you do another onside kick that was just as good, but it maybe took just a little higher bounce. You didn't get quite to the football as quick, and the kid runs it back to the house, and then you kind of played him even after that.
Well, you know, if you look at last night, you're obviously right. The onside kick by Keaton Williams was really a spectacular onside kick, considering on the grass and everything. That young man has been injured for quite some time, and it was great to get him back last night. He's worked hard, and we're happy to have him back. You know, they had two kickoff returns for touchdowns last night, and you know, that adds. You know, if you really look at the final score, you know, our defense I thought was better last night. You know, it's just we've given up some big plays here and there, and obviously those special teams were big plays last night. But you know, overall, I thought the kids played from beginning to end last night. It was one of our better performances in I think the last 3 or 4 weeks in terms of just battling. I thought our kids really battled hard last night. You know, we've had some injuries and some kids missing practice time, and it's obviously, you know, every coach has to deal with that this time of year. And you know, we just hope to be healthy come this Friday night.
Yeah, you had several new players on the field last night. One of them was number 19, Kerfoot, I think is his name. I'm not sure what his first name is, but he played some receiver for you last night. I thought he caught some really nice balls and contributed and, you know, kept the offense moving. And Prairie threw the football a little bit more last night. I think Dunford was like 14 of 23 for 97 yards. So that was a nice wrinkle for the Gophers.
Well, Jackson Kerfoot is a young man who's been injured as well. So, you know, we've had some kids that have come back from, you know, all kinds of different types of injuries. Jackson is a talented player, a junior for us. And, you know, he did make a really, really big catch on a fourth down last night. So it was good to see him contribute. You know, I thought Dunford played a really nice ball game last night. You know, he ran really hard. He always runs hard. But he made some nice decisions in the passing game. And we were able to move that ball both on the ground and in the air. And I thought that was really important. You know, we want some balance. You know, everybody wants a little bit of balance. So, you know, our offense definitely moved up and down the field last night. You know, we drove it a couple times and got stopped. You know, we easily could have scored maybe once or twice more. You know, and you got to give their kids credit. You know, they were able to make a couple good plays defensively. But, you know, overall, there's a lot of encouraging things you watch in the film and as we move forward into this week.
Well, the good news is next week, Carl and I will be at Clinton Prairie to broadcast a Park Tudor game, and we're undefeated with the Clinton Prairie Gophers.
Well, that's certainly good news. You know, we were super excited, you know, to get a home game. I think that's, you know, in fairness to our kids, you know, last night was the sixth trip we've taken on the road, counting our scrimmage. So, you know, it's just one of those years where it just kind of works that way. And we were really excited to be able to play at home this Friday night.
And every road trip, if people don't realize, they're road trips this year because there's no easy way to get anywhere. And like last night was just no exception. You just can't get from Prairie to Eastern very quickly.
No, and that's a credit to our kids having to fight through that. You know, we're not able to pull out of here until about 4:40. You know, we're pulling in at, you know, 5:50. The kids don't get much time to get ready in the locker room. you know, we ask them to come out and get warmed up. So it definitely has been a challenge this year. And I thought last night was as good as we've been, you know, at the beginning of a ball game on the road. So, you know, credit to those kids. You know, our kids are battling. I would argue that we had a really good week of practice this week. Our enthusiasm was there. We've dealt with a couple of injuries, but I can see improvement in our team. And I really like the overall team spirit that we played with last night.
Coach, you've had a tale of two seasons here. The first half, you come out stroking, doing really well, their team playing very, very good. And then the second half, the competition got a little bit stiffer and some kind of a tough time coming down the home stretch. How does this prepare you for the Park Tudor and the rest of the season for you?
Well, you know, I think you're correct on that. You know, I looked last night and like Delphi was 0-4 and now they're 5-4. So, you know, sometimes you're a product of who you play and when you play them. You know, I think overall our season has, we've had a lot of success this year. We've had a lot of highlights and we've had some outstanding performances by several individuals. You know, we're trying to, you know, figure out what our best, you know, lineup is. And I think defensively, you know, we've experimented a little bit here and there. We're going to be challenged next week. Park Tudor is a very talented team, especially on offense. A lot of speed, excellent quarterback. But, you know, they've lost some games this year, too. So we feel like we have a very good team as well. And, you know, when you get to the tournament, you know, every coach always says this, but it is a new animal. And, you know, for us being able to we're on fall break this week. I think we've had some players who are banged up. It'll be nice. They'll get a little extra sleep, hopefully, and get our bodies right and get us ready to go Friday night.
Hey, Coach, last night you were talking about it. I was doing the stats, like I said, and the chain guys told me they thought the Gophers were the hardest hitting team that they'd played at Eastern this year.
Well, you know, we have talked about that, you know, as a group of, you know, playing tougher and playing. And I thought last night you watched, the effort was outstanding watching the film. I'm really pleased with how hard we played. We still tackle a little high at times, and our angles at times weren't exactly what you were hoping for, but, you know, we had some really good performances on our defensive line last night. I'd like to give kudos. Obviously, Levi Osler was outstanding. Avery Neiman's retreat has been solid all year, has Landon Hughes. We got a senior last night, Connor Plass, his first ball game. I thought he did an outstanding job at defensive end. And, you know, Connor Cobb has been injured, didn't play last night, but I thought Logan Kirshner and Braxton Nail gave us a really nice effort. Kai Jacobs just had an amazing game for a freshman playing safety back there.
He makes some crucial plays at crucial times, doesn't he?
He does, and you watch the film, and that boy is, you know, he's just all over the field. He really is. He's all over the field. He's reading quarterback's eyes. You know, he does an outstanding job. And, you know, we've had good, solid play from Derek McDonald all season long. I thought Derek was good last night watching the film as well. So, you know, a lot of good performances. Caden Davis, you know, was hurt in the second quarter. I think he's going to be fine. He's in here this morning, a little bit of a back issue. Jacob Wilson, that poor kid, has fought a thumb injury. Jacob didn't really practice this week. He did not. I mean, he practiced a little bit Thursday. He comes out. What a gutty performance by him last night. He gave us everything he had. You know, we're just hoping that we can get him back and get him running the ball like he's capable of. You know, I know Jacob's frustrated by the injuries, as anybody would be. You know, injuries are a difficult part of any sport, and they definitely impacted our team this year. And, you know, our goal is to try to make sure that he is in the best possible condition this Friday night.
We talked about it earlier in the season. You got a lot of playmakers. Last night, Seth Whitlock was his night to shine running the football. He had almost 170 yards, but you've touched on it a little bit. I don't think there's been a game all season where – all your playmakers have shined on the same night with not some kind of nagging injury or something going on where all the Gophers are on the same page on the same given night. And well, if you can get that put together for next week, I really think you are compete and Park Tudor comes in here and walks away going, what happened when we came to Clinton Prairie?
Well, you know, that's the goal. You know, I know that you're right. We've had some outstanding. Whitlock last night was just super. He's running like a man possessed. That's the kind of running we saw from Seth before his injury. So So he's kind of dealt with it all season, and I thought last night he's just running like a freight train up in there. He does such a nice job of seeing the hole and hitting it hard. You know, watching the film today, honestly, if we would have got a little bit better blocking out of our wide receivers last night, a couple of those runs would have been touchdowns. So, you know, he's doing a fantastic job. And, you know, for us right now, it's just we've had some really good looks in practice. I really liked our practice this week. I thought our enthusiasm was good. We're on fall break this week, so we're going to change our routine slightly. And we think that'll benefit us. And we're really excited about the opportunity Friday night. You know, personally, you know, you can't control who you draw. You know, we're drawing a team that has to come from the city out to the country. So hopefully we can use that to our advantage. We certainly have a lot of respect for Park Tudor. We know the talents they have, but we feel like our talent's pretty good out here too. And here's a chance for us to, you know, as you said, put a little bit of icing on the second half of our season. We certainly have had a solid season, and, you know, we're looking to add to it.
Coach, this is your first year at Clinton Prairie. It's always difficult at times to get some of the kids on the same pages as you're on. Tell me what you've taken out of this year, your first year at Clinton Prairie.
Well, you know, you learn a lot of lessons anywhere you go. You know, I knew when we started 4-0 that, you know, things were rosier than what they really were, you know, just by watching the film. And, you know, it's kind of like anything right now. You know, you can look at the negatives. You know, I choose to look at us as a team that has a lot of opportunity still. You know, we're getting to know each other as a coaching staff, too. You know, I think Brian Craig has done an outstanding job of calling the plays for us this year. Tyler Allen has done a great job of adapting with our defense. We've had to use some different defenses this year. Matt Muncy has been an outstanding addition. He just does a fantastic job with our offensive line and our linebackers. Joey Mitchell has been our wrestling coach here, has done a nice job. And then Scott Haynes and Travis Harris, as always, they're always around. And you know, they just add so much positive to our program. So we're very blessed to have the coaching staff that we have. And, you know, I think that, you know, there's always going to be an adjustment period. And, you know, you kind of get to know each other, you know, talking to our players again this morning just about, you know, the things that, you know, we're trying to accomplish. And, you know, it's a different, you know, these kids have to learn to adjust. And I think, you know, it's been an adjustment period. Success always makes it easy. You know, I say you find out what you're made of when things are difficult. And, you know, we've had some tough times. But I really felt like last night was a positive in terms of what our players did. And you know, we're two plays away last night from being, you know, a chance to take the lead, just like we were at Delphi. So, certainly a lot of good things last night.
Hey, Coach, appreciate you calling in. I'm just going to let you know, after you guys leave today, your stat guy might stop by, hide the mower keys, and turn on the sprinklers just for that team coming from Indy out next
week.
I'm telling you, just for a little – Don's picking up what I'm saying now. I think it needs just to be a little sloppy next week, and that'll help you guys out.
Well, it did rain quite a bit last night. Honestly, our field is in outstanding shape right here. So we're very, very lucky and thankful for all the work that the people at Clinton Prairie have done to keep our field in such good shape, and credit to our athletic director. But, yeah, you know, if we can get grass to grow.
Be a little higher next week, a little wetter, might help out the Gophers.
Well, you never know what God has in store either. It might rain next Friday.
Hey, great to talk with you, Coach. We'll look forward to next week.
Hey, thanks, fellas. As always, appreciate it.
Get back to that clock operator job.